The balloon science experiment is a hands-on way for preschoolers and kindergartners to explore states of matter, liquid, solid, and gas while introducing early physics. The balloon experiment is a fun science kids activity to explore states of matter hands-on. Matter makes our planet and the whole universe, and it exists in various states, for example, solid, liquid, or gas. However, not everything on Earth is matter. For example, energy, like light and sound, are not matter, although we use matter to generate energy. States of matter, solid, liquid, gas. Water is the easiest matter for little minds to understand and explore. Under different conditions, matter converts from one form to another. Water, for example, is a compound that exists in three forms: solid, liquid, and gas. The solid form of water is ice, the liquid form is water, and the gaseous form is called steam or vapor. The best way to describe to children these physical changes is to show them in practice. Little ones love seeing science in action. States of Matter Balloon Experiment Kids Science. To help children grasp the concept of solid, liquid, gas, add a sensory twist to your science lesson. Little ones learn best by seeing and touching. However, you cannot do it with gas. So, this is where the balloon comes to the rescue. You'll need for balloon science experiment: 3 balloons of the same color, water, a freezer. Instructions. First, measure half a cup of water and fill one balloon with it. Then, fill another balloon with half cup of water with freeze it. Thereafter, fill the last balloon with air. Lastly, present all 3 balloons to your child. Ask a child to touch each, explore the matter, and describe how it feels. Use adjectives like hard, squishy, soft, etc. Kids' science experiments are a great tool to expand your child's vocabulary. States of Matter Balloon Science Experiment. Solid. Solid matter is hard. It has shape and volume, consisting of molecules that group tightly and can't move around. For example, a table, a chair, metals like gold, brick, wood, as well as cars, books, and the human body, are examples of solid states of matter. Liquid. The liquid state of matter has no shape, but it will take the shape of a container it is in. Liquid has a thickness and may be of different colors. For example, oceans, seas, rivers, water in your cup or in a pool, juice, and milk are all examples of liquid. The liquid matter consists of molecules that can move around because they bond to each other not very tightly. Gas. Gases surround us in the air. We can walk through the gas, and we don't feel it, and we cannot hold it. Molecules of gas move freely since they are spaced apart. For example, helium is a gas that we use to inflate the balloon. Since helium is lighter than air, it makes a balloon float. Moreover, oxygen is a very important gas. We humans, along with many other creatures, need oxygen in the air we breathe to stay alive. Weighing experiment. States of matter weighing on a scale, solid and liquid. You can also weigh the balloons with liquid and frozen water. For example, while liquid water and frozen water have different names and some different properties, the kind of matter remains the same, and the weight does not change. Thus, on a scale, they will balance out. The volume, however, is not conserved since the water expands as it freezes. Scales, just because the volume, size, of the matter increases, as with frozen water, does not mean the weight increases too. The weight remains the same even though the volume increased. The density of water and ice. States of matter: solid, liquid, gas, plasma. Unlike other solids that sink when placed on water, ice floats on the liquid form of water. This unique behavior of water had sparked many discussions since both ice and water are water. However, water and ice do not weigh the same. For example, if we take the same volume of water and ice in the same container, water would weigh more than ice. The reason is that water is denser than ice and the space it occupies is less as compared to that occupied by ice. The freezing of water into ice results in the discrete molecules of water expanding, hence occupying more space. It is estimated that the volume occupied by the ice is 9% more than that originally occupied by water. In the process of turning into solid, the molecules of water expand to occupy more space. Consequently, the same volume of water and ice have varied densities and thus different masses. Therefore, ice floats on the water since its density is less than that of water. Why does ice float? Ice floats on water because it is less dense than water. The Archimedes principle states that for an object to float on water, it has to displace an equal amount of water. Usually, solid objects are denser than liquids. The logic is backed up by chemistry since the molecules that make up solids are tightly bound to each other, making them more compact. Thus, they are weightier than liquids and gases. However, ice is an exception because it is less dense than water, and thus floats on it. The fact that ice floats on water is very important for various reasons. One of the most significant reasons is the support of life for aquatic organisms. If the density of ice would have been higher than that of water, the ice would have sunk, crushing organisms such as fish and plants since the ice would have compressed them. Moreover, floating ice balances the temperatures of water and the atmosphere. Thus, fish, whales, and plants, as well as many other living things, are protected from extreme weather conditions. Have you tried the states of matter balloon science experiment? Leave a comment if you did. Dash. Join the winter course. Join winter course, kids hands-on activities, 200 printable pages. Winter course Montessori kids activities preschool kindergarten. Dash. Recent blog posts. Montessori alphabet rice seek and find. Montessori alphabet rice seek and find is a hands-on literacy kids activity to promote letter and phonetic sound recognition in preschoolers and kindergartners. January 30, 2022. January 30, 2022. Montessori Tactile Sensory Craft Sticks. Montessori Tactile Sensory Craft Sticks DIY is designed for babies, toddlers, and preschoolers to develop and refine the tactile sense through a hands-on exploration of different textures. January 28, 2022. January 29, 2022. Snowflake Beads Threading Craft. Snowflake Beads Threading Craft for kids is a fun fine motor exercise to promote hand-eye coordination and dexterity skills while learning an essential practical life skill. January 17, 2022. January 29, 2022. Dash. Ebook, The Basics Bringing Montessori Home. Our work is not to teach, but to help the absorbent mind in its work of development. How marvelous it would be if by our help, if by an intelligent treatment of the child, if by understanding the needs of his physical life and by feeding his intellect, we could prolong the period of functioning of the absorbent mind. The Basics Bringing Montessori Home Birth to Age 6. Montessori Made Easy Membership. Also, in case you are exhausted from swimming in the vast ocean of irrelevant information and saving activities you never get to, join Montessori Made Easy Membership. And if you do, the ebook The Basics is included in the membership amongst many other perks. Join Montessori Made Easy Membership. I am here to help. We can do this together. Enriching the mind one heart at a time. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest.